want to get right to the great Ann Coulter. Ann is a social, everyone knows Ann, but her new book is Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. Welcome back, Ann.
Thank you. Good to be here. Hello, favorite Mexican.
How are you, Ann?
Fine, thanks.
Speaking of my favorite Mexican, Psycho Mike, what do you think about the immigration protests? Have you heard about that in downtown Los Angeles?
I guess they're not as big as, when was it, 2006, when 500,000 came out?
Yeah. It's a little different.
My question is, and I, perfect person on the phone to talk about this, but what is your counter argument if you're pro immigration? Like, what is what's your argument that we should just let anybody in with no type of?
That's a great question. No, I mean it ends up being discriminatory. The open borders crowd, because there are lots of poor people in the world who don't live within walking distance. So this policy of deciding who gets to come here by who lives within walking distance, you know, discriminates against people who have to get on a plane or a boat to come here. I mean, how many people, could you Google this? There are like 3-4 trillion people in the world. Most of them do not have America's standard of living. Of course they'd like to come here.
No, I mean, I've often thought about, you know, people have especially in the southwest parts of the country, you know, you have a certain idea when the word illegal immigrants, the words illegal immigrant are said, you automatically, I think most people think of south of the border. But if the Philippines all of a sudden, if there was some like giant earthquake and the Philippines was connected to California, it would be the exact same thing, just with different, you know, shades of people.
7.3 billion. Two things caught my attention, Ann. One was how during the last Republican primary debate, you started hearing some interesting border sorts of border control theories being floated by a couple of the candidates, didn't you?
Yes.
It sounded very.
Trump changed this campaign.
Yeah, it was surprised me that no one made more of that, because some of them sounded exactly like Trump, frankly.
Yes, it's amazing. I've been feeling like I'm dreaming. I was just emailing a friend saying, you know, look at this shock and awe campaign. The fact that we're talking about H-1B visas, the alleged high-tech visas, that's just cheap labor to take more than menial jobs of Americans, the anchor babies, seriously talking about border control as opposed to just a throwaway line. Trump has really changed the debate, and, you know, I always knew it. I knew it. If we could just talk about immigration. Incidentally, Mike, particularly for you, I was down in Palm Beach over the holidays and was sort of interested to see which way the plutocrats were going, because they were all big Jeb supporters, a few for Rubio. But anyway, a very, very, very wealthy man whose name you would know, perhaps I'll email it to you after the show.
Nice.
Commented, they were all walking around a little shell-shocked by what Trump is doing. And first, the good news is they were all saying, well, I guess if it's Trump, we'll all support Trump. But the one I'm talking about specifically said, and it was just with utter perplexity on his face, he said, you know, we are all for Jeb, but all the Hispanic help is for Trump.
I've talked to a lot of people of varying ethnicities that really get behind him. That whole idea of let's talk about inspiration and greatness and winning all stuff really speaks to some of that crowd. Let me get to Suzanne here, has a comment for Ann. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Hi, I always like to buy Ann Coulter books, but this Christmas season I didn't, because she made a comment about effing Jews. Who does she think reads her books? She lost a sale, more than one sale in my family. Did you ever apologize for calling people effing Jews?
That's a lie, and you should know, if you follow my career, I get lied about a lot. I never said effing Jews. I said, how many effing Jews do they think live here anyway? How many effing anything is not effing about the noun.
The adjective is not.
People are going to lie about it.
Right. You're modifying the how many, not the noun itself.
Yes, of course, and why do people attack me? Because they don't like what I'm saying. My words get twisted. I'm watching the same thing happening with Donald Trump. I consider him my alpha male doppelganger. And it's just outrageous the way people lie. Anyone who actually reads my books or follows me at all would know perfectly well that when you hear something that sounds like I probably wouldn't have said it, the odds are, in fact, it's always true, I didn't say it. That is an outrageous, mendacious, disgusting lie used to try to keep me from backing Donald Trump and saving our country.
The other thing, excuse me, that caught my attention was I was listening to, I don't know, BBC or something last night, and there was some sort of international roundtable of European Union leaders, and they were talking about the same issues, about having borders and walls. And the European consensus, it was really interesting. I don't know what to make of it. But their thing was, we can't put up walls because that only encourages smuggling. Well, I know it was weird. And then if you smuggle, you're only going to smuggle young males. And so you're going to increase the flow of real problematic folks in here into the countries. And I thought, wow, that's I've heard weird arguments like that before that sort of predict failure before you try something, you know what I mean?
It's like saying handing out condoms is going to encourage sex.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's the exact same thing, right.
No, it's funny. We hear this all the time. I bet you hear it a lot, Dr. Drew, with you know, provisions to stop, I don't know, drug addiction or this or that bad thing in the world. And I've noticed it, especially with, you know, ISIS right now. And, you know, we can't do anything to make them mad.
Right.
Well, what if we dropped a nuke on them and knocked them all out? No. That just feeds into the narrative that it's the West against the Muslims. So basically taking any action is going to feed into their narrative, so we can't do anything. It's always just an excuse. As you say, you're anticipating failure, and it's an excuse to never do anything that ISIS, illegal immigrants, drug pushers, whatever, anything they wouldn't like. No, that just feeds into the narrative.
And I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second because I have to give someone a chance to win some money and then do a little traffic. I'll be right back to you, okay?
Sure.
Ann Coulter, the book is Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. That's her book.